Hello and welcome to the Bruce Allen Show. This is your host, Bruce Allen, and we have a great show lined up, as I think we do every time, but of course I'm biased. Today's topic is, as usual, based on the week's Dad's Point of View column. This week it's Why Dad and Mom Need Social Media. Now, the timing of this happens to coincide with my recent attendance at Blog World LA, which is one of the largest conventions in the world about blogging and social media. I hosted a panel with other dads about dads in the limelight and the stereotypes of dads, and I got the incredible joy of interacting with any number of men and women that I had met that I call my virtual friends, meaning I knew them from online associations but had never actually spoken with them or seen them in person. And every single person I met was really terrific. But by having the connections we already had on social media, that means Twitter, Facebook, email, all those different things that you hear about that so many people are very committed to and so many others, especially parents, are not committed to, which of course is the theme of this week's show and that column. But meeting all these virtual friends, I was not disappointed by a single one. Each time I'd meet one of these that I had had these exchanges with, whether it was through Twitter or Facebook or on my own dad chat or on other chats that I join, there was a sense of already knowing one another that was very, very, very special. So we'll talk about that a little more as we progress with today's show. Today we have our usual and regular and consistent wonderful guest, Wayne Levine, for the Men's Room. We have our on-again, off-again guest, Jim Scheinberg, for Family Financial Matters, only on-again, off-again, because he is always traveling and he is making money for his clients and trying to at least keep me steady with my money, as he's my financial advisor as well. Pastor Drew is not with us this week. He has a really lousy excuse. He's going to the gynecologist's office, or what do you call it? The OBGYN's office, to get the ultrasound for their first child. Is that a blessing or what? Last week he shared with us the incredible news that he and his wife will be having a child in, I think it's in April. And he called me today, is it all right if I miss today's show? We're going to an ultrasound. And I said, oh, that's a heck of an excuse, Pastor Drew. Of course, I said, go with blessings. And it's probably the best excuse for a guest not to show up on my show that I can ever think of. I will report if we hear from Pastor Drew what's going on. I'm not even sure if they're finding out the sex. I think all they really care about, given all the struggles they went through to conceive and have a child and the unbelievable miracle of how this particular pregnancy came about, I think all they care about is they're having a child. So we will hear more about it from Pastor Drew, hopefully next week. If you have any questions, you can email me at bruce@bruceallen.com. You can follow me on Twitter at Bruce Allen, and please like the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page. So right there, I have given you three different forms of social media, a website, Twitter, and Facebook. I live in these worlds. Your kids live in these worlds. That's why you must live in this world. Don't put it off. Don't say, I don't need it. Don't employ the really corny cliche, well, I don't want to be on Twitter because I don't give a darn where so-and-so is having lunch. That's an urban myth. When Twitter began, yes, some people said, wow, I'm at Starbucks having a coffee. I got to tell you, maybe 1 out of 1,000 tweets looks anything like that on my Twitter stream. What you get is unbelievable information. What you get is instant news. I was at a social media company the day Steve Jobs died, and within seconds of it hitting any form of news, we all knew what was going on. It was hours before it was on the nightly news. It was, of course, a half a day to a day before it was in your paper. Social media keeps you constant, keeps you current, and more importantly, your kids live in social media. So that is your job also. If you care about who their friends are, who they sleep over with, at what house I mean, not with, unless they're a certain age that you are a little bit more liberal about than I am. If you care about that stuff, you better know what they're doing, where they're spending their time. This is so darn important, I can't emphasize it enough. If you're not on Facebook, if you're not on Twitter, if you don't understand texting and your smartphones, and you have some old cell phone because you don't care, you are not caring about being the best mom or dad you can be. Do you think I sound passionate about this? That's because I am. Well, I'm going to try to calm down a little bit now because I've worked myself up into a literal sweat. Part of it is because I drank a big cup of coffee. We're going to play our life lesson before I forget about it, like I did the week we talked about Occupy Wall Street, and then I got really heated up. Here we go.
You got to action. situate the positive PLMI. I need the negative. Mm-hmm. Latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In Between.
I'm Bruce Allen, and this is A Dad's Point of View. Life's not fair. Get used to it. How often have you heard your kids exclaim, "It's not fair"? My boys have heard only one response to that declaration. Yeah? Life's not fair, so get used to it. As parents, we must not indulge their frustrations. We must teach them reality. The same applies for those adults that refuse to grow up. Life isn't fair. Do your best, hope for the best, but sometimes the other guy or gal is going to win and not you. It may not be fair, but what is the alternative? Giving up? I say no to that. Life's not fair. So what? Get used to it. I'm Bruce Allen. You can find me at BruceAllen.com, and please be the best dad or mom you can be.
Bruce Allen, that's one of you.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show. That was another life lesson. You can find all my life lessons, of which we've played, I think, 18 in a row, which is half of the 36 that we've recorded. The goal, of course, is to have another 16. Is that the right math? That's a little bit complicated for me. And that would give us 52. That's one a week. 36 plus 16, carry the 2, round the 1, multiple by 3. Yeah, I think I got it right. So this particular one is life's not fair. If anybody has kids, they are all too aware of when their child says, "It's not fair." I love when I hear that from my kids, because without a blink, I go, "Life's not fair. Get used to it." And the notion of helicoptering and coddling our kids through these unfairnesses versus letting them learn realities of life is something that a lot of parents forget. They need to let their kids learn, let their kids fail. I also believe, and I was in a tweet chat last night called Our Kids, hashtag Our Kids, about exactly this issue about letting our kids fail. And it was agreed by all the moms and dads in this chat that more often than not, we all learn, especially our children, a lot more by failing than success. You learn what you did wrong, what you might do better, and you build your character, and you learn how to take rejection and failure. It is a very valuable lesson. So life isn't fair. Get used to it, and you'll be just fine, and so will they. Speaking of chats, I host Dad Chat every Thursday. We have a community of moms and dads from all over the world. In 1 hour, there will be upwards of 1,000 tweets. That's about 3 per second. Is that right? Oh, God, that's way too complicated math for me. I think it's, no, not 3 per second. It's about, okay, 1,000, 1,200, 30, 20. It's 1 every 3 seconds. Okay, there you go. Let's try that again. Over 3, divide. Yes, it's 1 every 3 seconds. The busiest chats actually have as many as 1 per second. It is what I call brain exercise. Dad Chat is every Thursday evening between 6 and 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's 8 to 9 Central Time and 9 to 10 p.m. East Coast Time. So I haven't talked too much about social media yet and why you need it, other than my intro. We'll get into it a little bit more. But again, to be the best parent in these technological times, you must employ social media. Start slow. Just get on Facebook. It's not so difficult. We have Wayne Levine with us coming up after these messages for the Men's Room. This may not be the topic that Wayne wants to talk about. I'm going to give him freedom, as I always do, to go wherever he would like. But we will come back after Wayne and talk more about the need of parents to be involved with social media. Again, I want to remind you about Dad Chat every Thursday evening. And anything you want to know about me, I am very transparent and transparent. You can find at BruceSallon.com. Hang on, we'll be back right after these messages with Wayne Levine and The Men's Room.